Chase, your first taste of the preseason here tonight. Boy, what a game. It comes right down to the wire. Just your impressions of the way this one went for both you and your team.
Yeah, I thought it was an exciting game. I thought the team battled hard together, and obviously it was a fast game. Compared to the other games that I watched, I thought they're a quick team, and we're a quick team. So I thought we played a really hard game and played good together, and Hellebuck is unreal for us.
How about for you, for yourself? How do you feel that went?
I think it was good. I think, obviously, anytime you get an opportunity to play, you're thankful for that. And you want to just do what you can, stick to your strengths. And obviously, I haven't played a game in a while. I think it's been a little over 6 months. So, but you got to be ready at all times. As soon as you get an opportunity, you got to show that you're ready to play, and you can contribute and help the team win.
When you know, it's a 1-0 game, and there's not that, you know, a game sheet where there's a whole lot of guys getting stats. How does a player have to, in that kind of a grind, how do they have to make an impression?
Yeah, I think it's just, like I said, just not trying to do too much, sticking to your strengths, and eventually it's got to go, and you just got to keep grinding away and sticking to our game and doing what we know how to play. And obviously they're a good team, and they like to play defensively and trap it up. But like I said, I thought we played a good road game, and unfortunately we didn't get the win.
Back checks too. I mean, are those some of the little things a guy like yourself can do in order to try to get noticed in a tight game like this?
Yeah, I think so. I think, like I said, you just got to stick to your strengths, and anytime you get an opportunity to help the team win, you got to do whatever you can do. And for me, it's, I can always control how hard I work, and I like to show that and definitely make that one of the staples in my game is always coming back and playing 200 feet.
Do you have to be mindful of anything in particular? Because the first couple of games we've seen tons of power plays, and tonight a little bit more 5-on-5 time, and you know, rolling more four lines than we'd seen in the first couple.
Yeah, of course. I think obviously I've been watching all the preseason games, and it's the same in every game. They're calling it tight, and especially for a player like me, I'm always in the puck, and unfortunately I do use my stick a lot. So you got to be careful. You can't reach as much, and you got to move your feet. So overall, I thought, like I said, we played a good road game tonight, and didn't get the win, but just got to keep going.
Paul said before the game, these two games would be kind of critical for guys in the bubble. I mean, is that something that you like to hear, or you sort of expect that going in regardless?
Yeah, I think it goes back to only controlling what you can control. Obviously, it's exciting getting a chance to showcase yourself and prove you're ready to play. But at the end of the day, it's up to the coaches to make that decision. And you can only control what you can control. And that's working hard for me and trying to help the team win.